It's time to head out to our deserted island, where a castaway has only 10 songs to last for what could be a long, long time before a rescue is made.
Man overboard!
10 songs and one dessert, because it is, after all, a deserted island.
Yes.
So Amanda Taylor is our guest tonight. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your 10 songs with us.
Thank you for having me.
So we need to learn just a little bit about you, I guess, before we are going to embark on the music that you've selected. And so let's just start with when you came to Sitka and what you do here.
I came to Sitka just about 3 years ago as an AmeriCorps volunteer, actually. And I started with Braveheart volunteers in the school district and then stuck around with Braveheart and now am the program director over there, which is, it's been quite the ride and a huge learning experience, big changes. But I love what I'm doing, and helping the community is amazing. And I've met a lot of people in town that are just great people to know and that I've learned from and taken lots of different things from life experience-wise, I think.
You came here 3 years ago from where?
Oh, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
Minnesota.
So I'm one of the tell us a little about Minnesota. Where were you? What part of the state?
I grew up in just north of Minneapolis in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. And I went to college in Duluth, which is northern Minnesota, just right at the point of Lake Superior, which is a beautiful place. I definitely recommend it.
Nice.
But I've met a lot of Minnesotans here, actually, and people I've even gone to school with, which is kind of crazy. We didn't ever meet till we came to Alaska. So it's been interesting, but I love it here.
One of my favorite activities is during Alaska Day to go to the flag, the changing of the flag ceremony on Castle Hill. And during the roll call of the states, it's a kind of just the natural tradition that when the state that you came from is called on the roll, that you yell or you snap or you clap.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a way to sample who's from your state. So if you haven't done that yet, check that out.
I always have a hard time doing things after the parade because we have an open house at Braveheart. I don't think I've ever participated in after Alaska Day parade activities.
Well, we're going to have to talk more about Braveheart because there's all sorts of activities, and it'll be great to explain, too, a little bit about what you do, which is a fair amount. And so I think the opportunity tonight to educate folks a little bit.
Yeah,
but we've also got a lot of music to play. And so I think what we should probably do is we'll be talking about some Braveheart stuff. And we should dive into the 10 songs that you're going to have available on your deserted island. So first off, what kind of island are you wanting to be on?
It's your choice.
All right. I think I kind of like, the tropical sort of side of things versus here. You know, we're here all the time. Why not get deserted somewhere different?
And maybe there's even a monkey.
There's a monkey.
Maybe there's a monkey on the island. And on this process of having the 10 songs that you would be able to have with you for what could be years and years and years, the rest of your life possibly, was this was it quick and easy or more difficult?
You know, I was actually terrified of this little mini assignment here. but as soon as I started thinking about it, I actually had to cut my list. I think I had about double what I ended up with or what I was allowed to end up with. So it was easy in the end, but...
Did you like the process or?
Yeah, it was fun. It was neat to go back to songs that I hadn't thought about in a while or think about every once in a while and, remember that they mean something to me every time I hear it. So it was really a cool process to go through. Yeah.
All right.
Let's talk about that first song on your list. What is it and why did you select it?
It is The Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus. and this brings me back to actually just outside of Green Bay, Wisconsin, which is where I was born in Milwaukee. So that's where I grew up when I was really tiny. I remember my sister and my mom and I would be like rocking out to this while we're cooking or baking, whatever. or even on car rides, I remember if this came on, it would just go all the way up, and we'd all be just like jamming out to it. So
now, wait, when you say jamming out, do you mean singing?
Singing, were you all singing? Dancing around? Yeah, oh yeah, we got into.
And were you doing the achy breaky?
Oh yeah.
All right, so I don't know if we're going to ask you to sing along to this tonight, but it sounds like you do know all the words.
I may, but I'm not going to admit that.
Right. You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes up when I'm gone. Oh, you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke. Or you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I just don't think it understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill his man. I tell your brother Cliff, whose face can tell my lips, he never really liked me anyway. Go tell your Aunt Louise, tell anything you please, myself already knows I'm not okay. Or you can tell my eyes to watch out for my mind, it might be walking out on me today. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. My achy breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill his man.
We'll be right back.
and The Way You Make Me Feel, Michael Jackson. A wonderful choice. And why did you choose The Way You Make Me Feel?
I feel like there's a few different things that stick out in my head other than just really loving that song. I remember being really stuck on this movie, which maybe other girls when they were younger, beginning high school, were stuck on too, but Center Stage, it was like a dancing movie. And I used to dance, so I loved that movie. But in the main like show, they play the song, and there's like a dance move that I think I do all the time anyways, but I think I might have gotten it from that, and I just love it.
Can you like, describe the dance move a little
bit? You know,
bit?
You're like, you're on your toes, and they're like, one foot's in front of the other, and your knees just kind of go out and in, you know, and
yeah.
That like twangy part.
Yeah, know? I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called, but I know exactly what you're talking
about. I don't
either,
but yeah. I think I do that most of the time when I'm trying to dance.
Would that be hard to do in the sand?
In the sand. Oh, yeah. It might take some practice. Might create a new dance.
You said you used to dance. What kind of dance were you talking about?
I did ballet, like Up on Your Toes, jazz, tap, and then lyrical was my favorite. It was kind of in between ballet and jazz. So a medium speed, which was my absolute favorite.
There's a lot of dance that happens in Sitka. Have you thought about gravitating that way?
Yeah, the fireweed dance.
And what was it called? The
fireweed dance.
I know, the nutcracker.
Oh, the nutcracker.
You know, I haven't. Like, I have been so out of practice, but I have recently joined the New Archangel Dancers, which has been great. It's really fun to learn. That's a entirely new. Mm-hmm. Sort of thing. So it's taken a lot to, the technique is just a lot different than anything.
Do they let you bust out a Michael Jackson move?
When we have, you know, free time, we can bust out our original stuff here and there.
So you mentioned that you work for Braveheart, and Braveheart has an event that sounds pretty fun coming up. So let's take a minute and talk about it.
Sure. The Braveheart Throwback Prom is coming up. It's a week from tomorrow, February 16th, 8 p.m. at the Channel Club. Dressing up is highly encouraged. Mm-hmm. Any era, too. I think a lot of people have been thinking it's 80s, which 80s is awesome anyways. But any era at all. And we're going to have a costume contest. There's going to be a king and queen crown.
Wow.
And all the proceeds go to our endowment fund. So we actually got a $50,000 match. And we're raising the other half of that to get to $100,000. And have an endowment fund to hopefully it might not be near future so much, but, you know, eventually have Braveheart be self-sustainable and get to that mm-hmm. point. So Braveheart's come a long way in the last 3 years that I've been here. So it's really amazing to see us get to this point and just, you know, we want to be here. We want to stay here. And that's kind of what this is about.
Summarize the services that Braveheart offers.
Sure. So we provide a few different things. Respite care, volunteer visiting, and our main thing is end-of-life care. I guess volunteer visiting as well. So there's a lot of people, elderly mostly, otherwise people who have chronic or terminal illnesses, have been hospitalized and injured in some way and just need additional help. And so we have volunteers that visit with them, help them with small little household chores. But I think the biggest thing and most amazing thing I think that we do is the volunteer visiting, where we have someone go into a home or into a family and they're isolated in the community. They can't really get into town anymore. So they just want to be connected mm-hmm. still with Sitka and everything that goes on. And even for myself, like, it's been an amazing experience, you know, to go through that. You just really become a part of these people's family. And for me, being an orphan in Sitka, that's amazing. And all of our services are offered free of charge, and that's also an amazing thing that volunteers definitely make possible.
If somebody listening would like to help, or if somebody listening thinks, I could use some help, mm-hmm. then they can just call or
they
find
can call on yeah 747-4600. They can look us up on the internet. We have a Facebook page too. Stop in at our office, which is on the Pioneer Home grounds, just right next that little house right off to the side, on the left if you're facing the home. Just come on up. Usually someone's there and you can just talk with us, and hopefully we can answer your questions. If we can't help you, we know people that probably can. We work really closely with Home Health, Center for Community, SAIL, all those wonderful organizations. So
it's an incredible service. Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, let's get back to your list. What is your third song on your deserted island? Amanda Taylor's with us, and she's got 10. We're on number 3. She's on a Caribbean island.
Yes.
This one happens to be
a little stormy right now.
A little stormy, and has a monkey.
Yikes.
Yep.
And 10 songs. And this is the third one.
It's called The Girl by City in Color. And actually, someone very special to me is the one who introduced me to this song. We've known each other for a long time, and I think this song is kind of what put me over the edge and was just like, I want to be with you. I will admit it brought tears to my eyes the first time he played it for me, so that's kind of where that came from.
beautiful girl.
The truth, well, it hurts to say. I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Girl, but before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Well, the truth, yeah, it hurts to say. I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Girl, but before I get to going, I got to say, there was a time, oh woman, when you used to shake it for me. But now, all you do is just treat me cold. Ain't gonna take it no more, gonna walk out the door. Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. No good no more, 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 more. Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm waiting lover, for you lover, almost lover, every night.
You don't treat me
and
no
I'm hurting
no more.
So bad, 'cause you don't treat me right.
Jared Nyman and that tune called Lover, Lover. So that tune is on the list there, and we're going to chat a little bit about why you selected Lover, Lover to be on your deserted island.
I chose that song because it actually reminds me of when I first got to Sitka, and I feel like the move to Sitka was a huge obviously move in general, but it was a giant transition in life for me too. So that song, I just remember listening to it when I was, it would just come up when I was walking different places, whether it be to work or to go meet, you know, friends, whatever.
So one of your first Sitka songs.
It was one of my first Sitka songs. And yeah, it just, a lot changed for me as soon as I got here. And I think I came into myself a lot. And that song just, it just resonates in my mind when I think about the first, my first months here, my first year, really. So.
And as an AmeriCorps volunteer, it happens. It happens maybe with some regularity, maybe that you decided to stay.
Yes.
Talk about that moment, that time.
I remember the first day I was in Sitka, and I think every single person I met told me that I would not be leaving. And I was like, yeah, right. I have a life to go back to in Minnesota. I'm here for 10 months, a year tops. And yeah, I am still here. And it has been almost 3 years. So they totally got me.
All right. So how the deciding to stay, was that a long process, a quick process? Opportunity knocked?
Opportunity. It just, I fell in love with the community, how it feels here. I love that everyone seems to help each other out, and you get to know a lot of people, and especially when you're volunteering for different things. I mean, that was huge. As an AmeriCorps, we got to be involved in a lot of events that happened throughout the year with lots of different organizations, or, you know, even within the school. And it was just, it was really cool to be part of all those things. And I guess I just wanted to stick around and see what else could happen, what else I could learn, what else I could be part of and take part in.
And still doing that. All right. Well, we thought a little bit about the prom and realized there was a little bit more information that you wanted to share. So, Rachel, you had a question.
Wondering what the music was going to be like, the live music.
Yeah, so we have Springfield and Dagger, which is Satara and Dan Ulbricht's band, and they will be making their first public appearance that night. And rumor has it they're pretty darn good, so I'm
all
looking
right.
forward to it. And then we also have Slacktide performing at the end of the night, and so I think most of Sitka has experienced their wonderful sound.
Yeah,
so,
they're great.
And then we will have some, you know, like awesome old prom songs that you have to have at prom, so we'll have those playing, yeah, you know, in between the band setups and things like that, and it'll be awesome. I think lots of dancing is going to have to happen. You won't even be able to sit still.
All right. Oh, and great. This is the Braveheart Throwback Prom, and it's next Saturday. Is that right?
Saturday.
The 16th?
Yeah, yep.
And that's at 7?
8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. out at the Channel Club.
Yes, and there are tickets at Old Harbor Books, and you can actually pre-order corsages if you want. Some people might be into that. I know I had one, so if you want, Old Harbor Books also has a sign-up sheet for that.
Wow, how romantic.
Yeah, right?
All right, well, it's close to dessert time, but we got a couple more songs to get through before we talk about what the one dessert is you're going to have on your deserted island, along with your the 10 songs. Let's move on now to your next, the next couple songs. You've got a few different flavors of music. And so, you know, I've noticed you've got some country in your list, and there's some singer-songwriter. We're about ready to experience a different side of Amanda Taylor here. So, Amanda, what's up next, and why is it on your list?
Oh, man. The Ignition remix by R. Kelly had to be on my list because I think that was the one song I absolutely knew that had to be on my list. When I hear that song, so many things pop in my mind from my high school days, and I don't even think I can just pull one memory, but it just, you know, it just, high school. It makes me think of high school. Yeah, I think so.
So maybe one high school memory, something. And high school was in Minnesota.
In Minnesota, okay. Yeah.
Something about high school in Minnesota.
Oh, my gosh.
Give us a little image for the tune.
Okay. Well, I played sports in high school, soccer and hockey, actually, which now I'm probably blowing my cover for that two truths and a lie game because I always use that one. But I think that we listen to this song a lot, you know, going to and from practice and things. And I remember actually there was this guy that would take me to school. And he was older, but he had this big Tahoe, you know, with like a system in it or whatever. So like when you listen to music, like it'd just be like boom, boom.
And could feel it.
Anyways, I remember listening to this on the way to school, and I don't know. There's just little tiny things. I don't think there's any huge memories. It's just like traveling here and there.
And did you say hockey?
Hockey.
Hockey. Yes. And have you been skating out on Swan Lake?
You know, both. Well, the first year I didn't bring my skates. The second year they got here just after the ice started melting.
Mm-hmm. So skating in Sitka is yet to happen.
I've been out there with
my
shoes.
We'll keep at it. That also makes me ask, roller derby, have you considered any of that?
Oh, I have considered. I unfortunately have not gotten my gear yet, but I cannot wait until I can be physically part of all that.
And maybe getting ready for that, you will play this.
And
usually I don't do this, but go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix. Now I'm not trying to be rude, but hey pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus cool. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. So baby give me that and let me get that. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they say I'm ready? It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama ruling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Bounce, 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 bounce. Come on. Now it's like murder, she rolled. Once I get you out them clothes, privacy's on the dough, but still they can hear you screaming more. Girl, I'm feeling what you're feeling, no more hoping and wishing. I'm about to take my key and stick it in the ignition. So give me that, let me get that. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they saying I'm ready? It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama ruling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Crystal popping in the Stretch Navigator. We got food everywhere, as if the party was catered. We got fellas to my left, honeys on my right. We bring them both together, we got jukin' all night. Then after the show, it's the
after party.
Then after the party, it's the
hotel lobby.
Around about four, you gotta
clear the lobby.
Then take it to your room and
somebody.
Can I get a can I get a
beep, beep.
Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s.
Come on,
why they say I'm
ready?
It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama ruling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama ruling that body, got every man. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun.
Come on, girl, we off in this G, Morgan windows up, blasting the radio. In the back of my truck, bouncing up and down, stroking round and round, to the remix, we just bugging it
keeping it real, son.
That's right.
The shining star. You're my shining star, girl. Yo, New York in the house. It's Brooklyn in the house.
That's right.
Uptown in the house.
Let's go.
Charlotte, are you in the house?
Don't stop.
Boogie Down, are you in the house?
Yeah.
Sacramento in the house.
I like
Atlanta, that. Georgia, are you in the house?
Come on.
West Coast, are you in the house? Japan, are you in the house? Everybody, are you in the house? Baby, baby, come on, baby, come on, baby, come on.
When you walk by every night, fire. Go back like babies with pacifiers. Old dirt dog, no liar. Keep the fantasy hot like fire.
Jump, 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 jump. Let me see you do the stomp. Girls, let me see you shake your right. Yeah. Your brothers, hey, from the back and the right. Let's do it, do it, do it. I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit of rock. I don't stow the soul. Big letters all big and bold. Bold, dirty bass, dirty bass, glow.
With Fantasy. And you know, I just have to say that I don't know if you know this, but that has the Tom Tom Club, which is a an old 80s band, a shoot off or a precursor or a side by side of the Talking Heads. Oh. Is the Tom Tom Club. Hmm. And that da-da, 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 that's it. So anyway, we are here with Amanda Taylor on her deserted island. We're right about in the middle of her 10 songs.
Oh,
we just heard Fantasy from Mariah Carey. Before we get to the dessert, why did you pick that song, Amanda?
So when I was 16, I had just gotten a car. I don't think it was right after my birthday, but I think it was around maybe like Easter time or something. And I got this CD, and I loved that song. And I went and sat in my car and just listened to it. And I think anyone where I went after I got the CD. I just loved that song. I have no idea why. But it makes me happy. I love it.
Oh, it's a great song. So,
well, when you're out on the island, if it looks like there are sails on the distant horizon, and they are, and then they just keep going and fade away, then you'll be able to put that song on.
And make you feel better.
And make you feel better.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't need them anyway. I'm doing my Michael Jackson moves on the beach.
Yeah.
Can we talk about dessert now?
Oh, yes.
Okay, it's a deserted island.
But first, I think we have to say we're listening to Earbones on Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. And then we get to talk about dessert.
Mm-hmm. You have one dessert that mm-hmm. you can bring to your deserted island.
Mm-hmm.
And I think often, if you have to narrow it down, like with the songs, it ends up being something that has some importance to mm-hmm. your life. Mm-hmm. And so what dessert are you going to bring?
I would bring my grandma's chocolate cupcakes. Mm. And I thought of this immediately. We made these for, you know, kindergarten birthdays, bringing them to school and sharing. We used them for lots of different things. I just remember them popping up all the time. And I loved them, like my sister loved them. Everybody loved them. So anyways, that is exactly what I would want with me.
So a chocolate cupcake with a chocolate icing?
Mm-hmm.
Just chocolate all the way around?
Yes.
And then icing kind of thin or really thick?
I kind of like it in between. Not too thick, but definitely not too thin.
And is there a special surprise with this cupcake?
Is there a special surprise? Oh, a special surprise in the cupcake. Yes, there is. We didn't always do that.
Oh, okay.
That was every so often. My grandma did that. We didn't always do that.
We're talking about the excited was the cream filling.
Yeah. I was thinking like a fortune cookie. I don't understand what you're saying.
And I would be, it's the cream filling. We got to talk about that.
It's a fortune cream. So, you just have a soggy little piece of paper wadded up in into the cream filling.
So this recipe will be up on the website, kcaw.org, as well as Amanda's list of 10 songs. Mm-hmm. But what I wanted to say is you said that that you didn't always put the cream filling in. Mm-hmm. So how did that come about?
How did...
The cream filling part.
Well, I think that was something my grandma did always do. But when we recreated her recipe, and we didn't do that part so much.
Important question. On the deserted island, will mm-hmm. you opt to have the cream filling?
I think I might.
All right.
Brings good memories of my grandma back. So I think that would be a good idea.
Excellent dessert.
All right.
So what's our next song?
Our next song is Ecstasy by ATB. I think that the summer after my freshman year of college, I like went through this whole like techno thing. I just liked techno-y sort of songs, and mm-hmm. we went to the clubs and danced all the time, and it was just a great time, a great summer, having lots of fun with, you know, everyone's back from college, and yep.
So the techno music of that era, there's probably a few bands. ATB mm-hmm. is one of them. I actually haven't heard of them. Some mm-hmm. other bands from that era that you could name?
I remember listening to Paul Van Dyke, and now I'm blanking on things. ATV, I had a bunch of that, Paul Van Dyke, like I said, and I really am blanking now.
All right.
But if I had my computer in front of me, I could tell you more. But this song I got stuck on, and I don't know why. I just really, really liked it.
And this is one of those club songs that you go
no,
to
No, this isn't and... super clubby at oh. all. It's sort of just, like, smooth and, like, I don't know, like you would want to be listening to it walking down the street or maybe go on a little jog or a bike ride. I don't know.
So this might be your exercise song when you're
yeah.
taking your stroll on
yeah.
your deserted island
kind
and,
of.
You know... That would kind
escaping
of transport
island?
You. Yeah.
yeah.
You're go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. The sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American. She's got her God and she's got good wine. Aretha Franklin and Patsy Cline. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's gonna make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American.
I'll get to that broken heart here in just a minute. That was Trisha Yearwood, and right before that was ATB. So that was an interesting transition from one song to the next. So, but that's exactly what you'll be doing on your island, is transitioning from the ATB song called Ecstasy into Trisha Yearwood. That was X's and O's, the American girl. Mm-hmm. So explain yourself, young lady.
I think I own, well, at the time anyways, when I was, it was the 90s-ish probably, maybe the early 2000s. I had every Trisha Yearwood CD, I think. I just was a huge fan of her, and this was one of my favorite songs. I remember listening to it a lot. So for whatever reason, I really liked her, and that song was my go-to. So go back to it every now and again and just enjoy it a lot.
Yeah.
When did you start listening to music? About what age?
I don't really know.
Maybe
I,
think of the what was your first favorite song?
This could have been it, actually. I think it might have been. My mom listened to a lot of country. And my dad was more into, he didn't like songs with words, so he listened to jazz and classical stuff. And so I tended to follow my mom at that point. now I like both, but I think that's how I got into country, definitely, and then somehow picked her and followed that, and this song was one of my favorites. So I really can't put an age on it. Maybe like 7 or 8, maybe. Yeah.
Did you play an instrument, or do you still, or did you start?
I played the piano and for a little while, and then the clarinet.
Nice.
So, some Benny Goodman. Is Benny a clarinet player? Even?
He is.
All right.
Yes.
So I got that right.
You did.
So would you want to take a clarinet or a piano to your island if it were allowed? Which I'm not sure the judges.
I think
would
the
go
piano.
For.
Oh, the piano. She could take the piano.
You could turn the piano into a raft.
There well, we go. And you wouldn't last very long.
There are two more songs that you've got in your deserted island music box. And the first one is from it's I haven't heard this version before. It's a song that the Blues Brothers do a cover of in their movies and their albums, and it's one of my favorites. Had no idea of who really sang this first. So how did you find this song? Where is this from?
I honestly don't know, but I absolutely love it and like dancing to it. Especially like the swingish stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so this is just a So this is a song from The Contours, and it's called Do You Love Me?
You broke my heart 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Shock off what I found, the room full of all of my is me. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. No, we're short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine and I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So we're in my brand new shoes. Oh, hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Excuse, so we're wearing my brand new shoes.
And that was New Shoes, Paolo Nutini. And I'm not familiar with Paolo Nutini. I like that.
I think this was honestly on one of those iTunes that was like the pick of the week or something.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I discovered it. But it's just like, I don't know, it just makes me happy, feel good, like hang out, whatever.
Yeah.
Things are good.
New shoes make Rachel feel good.
I think they make every girl feel good.
I think so too.
If I may be so bold.
I thought of my dad actually because he always makes fun of me for how many shoes I have or had, which I didn't realize until I moved to Alaska and I lived with like 5 pairs of shoes and then I went home and I was like, oh my gosh,
yes,
I do have a lot of shoes. Yep. But so it kind of made me giggle. I'm sure my dad would get a kick out of that song.
And you have extra tufts now, I take it?
I sure do. My first pair of extra tufts just got holes in them, though. So.
Oh, that's a good sign when you wear through your first pair.
Yeah, so that was
time to start breaking them in again.
Yep, definitely.
And have you learned anything about labeling? What's your approach to you've probably encountered showing up, taking your boots off, you go back out, there's like 30 pairs of extra tufts. So what do I want to do?
I think I'm the one who doesn't label them, so that's all I know.
Good. You and me. So we'll get our boots confused. So 10 songs, and now that you've gone through it, do you feel pretty comfortable with your 10? Do you think you'd change anything at this juncture?
I don't think so. I think that maybe there's some, it would be hard. There's some I think I could add to it, which is not allowed.
No, it's not allowed.
I guess, yeah, I'm happy with it. And it, you know, they made me think of good things throughout my life. So
yours is kind of an upbeat party island.
Yeah. If you can dance to it, it is a song I will love. I will gravitate to it.
Amanda Taylor has been our guest on The Deserted Island with the cupcake dessert. And thank you so much for going through the process and taking the time to make your list and to come in and share it with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was awesome.
And we are going to put up Amanda's list on the website and also her Grandma Taylor's cupcake recipe, which I can't wait to try. And that's at kcaw.org.
Well, we have it's just about 9:24, so we'll play some music up until 10 o'clock. Stupid and Contagious it comes up at 10 o'clock, and what a great thing to have you in and doing some radio. I hope that you do some more radio coming up in the future.
I hope so too. Yep. Awesome.
And we'll see you at the prom.
Your rescue boat is on the horizon.
All right, Amanda. Thanks again.
Thanks.